Now, this means that ultimately, Fair Harvard can sound like this. Now, that's chromatic porridge. And in our own century, it's going to become goulash. How does music contain this loose, runny chromaticism? By the basic principle of diatonicism, that stable relationship of tonics and dominants, subdominants and supertonics, and new dominants and new tonics. And we can now modulate as freely as we want, as chromatically as we want, and still have complete tonal control. This great system of tonal controls was perfected and codified by Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach, whose genius was to balance so delicately and so justly these two forces of chromaticism and diatonicism, forces that were equally powerful and presumably contradictory in nature. Now, this point of delicate balance is like the still center in the stormy flux of musical history, a condition of such stability that it was able to continue without remarkable changes for almost a century. And this roughly 100 years became a golden age.